divine call of light, the novel morning bright, the divine insight, the eternal countdown begins, the brave heart wins.
Day 4, the Karmatit countdown, closing the account. Now, have the deep concern to become complete and Karmatit. At the time when your mind and intellect are very busy performing karma, give them the direction to put a full stop. All thoughts of performing karma have to stop too. Practice this for even a second and continue to do this every now and then, because you will then receive the final certificate for putting a full stop in a second. In 1 second, merge any expansion into its essence and become an embodiment of that essence. This practice will make you karmatit. Vishaya vinivartante niharasya dehina rasavarjam rasopyasya param drishtva nivartante. This line of Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, verse number 59, talks about an aspirant who is trying to restrain his senses, even though he is away from the sense objects. Still, the internal flame of desire is still burning. Unless and until he realizes his connection with the divine, he realizes the higher test. The lower test does not go away. It's a good question to ask why we cling to sense objects, why the senses desire, sense objects. And how we can go beyond this sense gratification, this life of sense indulgence. Rasa varjam, rasopasya, param drishta, nivartante. Unless and until the param, the higher, is tasted, the lower does not go away. It will not go, nivartante. So there is lower taste and higher taste. There is lower consciousness and higher consciousness. There is lower engagement and higher engagement. There is mundane pleasure and the divine pleasure. The earthly pleasure, the sensual pleasure. The worldly bhoga and the celestial ananda. How do we get rid of the lower? Even if we stop doing it, the memory persists. So the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, taste the higher. Once you taste the super sensuous joy, ati indriya sukh, the super sensuous, the sensual will not go away. Indriya. The word sense is absolutely poor translation of the word indriya. And that's why in Sanskrit there is word pratyahara. It's the withdrawal of all the senses. So the method is divine, develop the test for the higher. How do you stop going away from the east? How do you go away from Mount Abu? Start moving down, you automatically move away from it. How do you go away from east? You start moving towards the west. How do you go away from sense objects, from Vishaya? You start moving towards higher object. Vishaya viraga, Ishvare anuraga. You develop higher taste, higher love, the divine bliss. Imagine a person is eating dry chapatis and somebody brings, for example, rasgulla. So it's a higher taste. Will he continue to eat the dry chapati? He'll throw away. Once you get rasgulla, it is full of taste. Once the higher taste you get, the lower taste goes away. It fades away. It is not fighting with the lower. It is to become one with the higher. The body is below, soul is above. The world is below, spiritual life is above. So have patience and keep moving and keep moving and keep moving. Vishaya vinivartante niharasya dehinaha rasavarjam rasopasya param drishtva nivartante. And this is how the process of nivartante will happen. They will fade away, they will disappear. The desire for sensual pleasure and sense gratification will cease. How? Once you taste something higher, once you get something tastier, and then everything will appear dry. When you test, it's a journey from insipidus to diabetes. It's a journey from that which is insipid, testless. When you test something higher. There was a woman who used to sell fish. She came to the city to sell her fish from her village. It was evening and she got late. On her way home, she met her childhood friend. And the friend said, "It's already late. Why don't you stay with me? And by the way, what are you doing nowadays?" The lady said, "I got married to a fisherman and now I am fisherwoman. I come every day to sell my fish." So the fisherwoman went to her friend's house. The friend was very happy to receive her childhood friend. She decorated her house with flowers. And her bedroom was all embellished with colorful fragrance and flowers. The night fell. But the fisherwoman could not sleep at all. They were all fragrant flowers around. She was just tossing on her bed. Her friend asked, "What's the problem? Why can't you sleep?" She said, "I can't sleep in the presence of these flowers." My nose is accustomed to smell of fragrance of fish. So bring my basket, sprinkle some water and keep me near my nose." The friend did the same. And lo and behold, she was sleeping and snoring. So the mind is addicted to the past memories, to the past smell, to the past habits and past tendencies. And suddenly such a mind, which is addicted to impurity, is brought in purity. It becomes little uneasy and it takes time. So also, the mind is addicted to body consciousness. It will take time. So today, Baba said, the method to become karmatit is to apply full stop. It's to apply full stop. Just open your book and write the word full stop. Big letters, all letters capital. Full stop. All letters capital. Close the eyes and put a full stop to all the thoughts. Put a full stop to all the emotions. Put a full stop to the inner commentary. Put a full stop to the replaying emotions. Put a full stop to the past. Come to this moment. Just this moment. Drop all the emotional garbage. Drop all the past luggage. and come to this moment of awareness. Internally, order and say in your mind, full stop. Say it 5 times in your mind. Full stop. Full stop. Option D. Imagine there is a book or you are writing and you don't put any full stop. How will be that text? Or there is a book and there is no full stop. Will you understand anything? The full stop does not destroy the statement, it completes the statement. Full stop does not destroy the line. It prevents the spillover. Silence seals the statement. So Baba said, put a full stop. When? Whilst the mind and intellect are busy, that time do this practice. This stop drill. Order the mind, full stop, and it should become full stop. And do everything in 1 second. Even the thought of doing karma, stop it. This is a very, very subtle experiment. But yes, it can work. Suppose the fan is moving and you switch off. Even after switching off, the fan will continue to move due to momentum for some time. It is the inner switching off. The mind will continue to move, think for some time, and then it will stop. Once there is an order from within, stop. Mind will continue to move, and then gradually it will stop. So it's the internal switching off. And in how much time? 1 second. 1 second is important. 1 second of clarity is enough. Suppose this is the mobile and you want to take a picture. But if it is moving continuously, will you be able to take? Just make it stop for a moment. And click. 1 second click of clarity is enough. Just make it move, stop for a second, and then click. If it keeps on moving like this, you won't be able to take. Similarly, this is the practice. Make it stop just for a moment. Otherwise, mind has a tendency to continue. Mind and intellect and karma, one karma after another, one thought after another, one plan after another, one desire after another. It is unceasing. So, for this full stop, we will do four practices. The first practice, in 1 second, scan the breath awareness. Close the eyes and focus on the breath. And this you have to do whilst you are extremely busy sometimes in the day. For a second, close the eyes and focus on the breath. So that's the first practice. Immediately stop, close the eyes and focus on the breath in 1 second and see what is the breath, because breath is connected to the subconscious mind. If there is agitation and disturbance and restlessness within, your breath would not be normal. If there is a desire, if there is a lust, if there is greed within, if there is jealousy within, the quality of the breath changes. So just watch the breath in 1 second first. Second practice is body scanning. Scan the body in 1 second from top till bottom. Close the eyes now again and scan the body. Each and every part. Head, eyes, nose, cheeks, ears, neck, right shoulder, right hand, left hand, chest, abdomen, back, right leg, left leg. Check for the sensations. There is cold or pain or tingling or numbness or twitching. Now again scan the body. Go on the top and scan and see. The sensations are changing. Everything is transitory. Open the eyes. The third practice is become a point of light in a second. The entire attention in the middle of the forehead. Just order. Be a point. Again, close the eyes and focus here. I am the point. A dot, a spark, a silent spark of consciousness. A spark of electricity, a dot of luminosity, I am a soul, a spirit, and the fourth is Paramdham. In 1 second, reach the eternal source. Reach the eternal home. Again, reach in 1 second. Home, sweet home. See the silence. Hear the silence. Touch the silence. Come back. So these are the four practices. In 1 second, focus on the breath. In 1 second, scan the entire body. In 1 second, become soul conscious. In 1 second, travel and reach Paramdham. And then Baba said, expansion into essence. Expansion is about thoughts, about identities, about roles. Drop the expansion and enter into essence. It's like water. It's like milk. You churn and the butter, which is small. It's that butter consciousness. The expansion, vistar, and sar, essence. You have essence with you. If this cup has essence, I don't have to tell that this cup has essence. The fragrance spreads on its own. I don't have to do anything. No explanation, no clarification, no justification. So today, practice this drill and try to silence the mind. And also, as I said, develop the test for the higher. The lower test will go away. We always have the desire to see something exciting, to touch something soft and beautiful, to hear something musical. The senses, indriya, they rush towards sense object. You don't have to do anything, let them go. But give them higher test. Whatever is done in the mundane world, do it in the spiritual world. See Paramdham. Touch the point of light. Feel it. Convince yourself. And now write one more line in your diary. I am a soul. And Baba is my world. Just write down this line. I am a soul. Second line. Baba is my world, Duniya. In him, I see everything. He is my world, means my family, means my everything, means my attraction, my relations, my money, my currency, my time. Baba is my world. It's a very powerful statement. He is my pleasure. He is my joy. He is my entertainment. He is my love. And soul is incomplete without this love. In one of the Upanishads, there's a very beautiful statement. Raso Vesa. God is all bliss. When the soul attains God, it becomes satiated with bliss. There is no other way than this. Soul keeps on seeking joy here and there, here and there, here and there. There's no joy anywhere. God is rasa. Rasa, the divine test, the divine bliss. Whatever you love most, he is that. The sumptuous feast, the delicious food. Is the toli. Eat him. Tea. Yeah, he's the ocean of tea. God is ocean of tea. There are almost, how many teas are there? 32 or even more than that. Purity. Humility. Beauty. Divinity. God is the ocean of tea. Drink him early in the morning when the weather is cold. Is a hot drink. Tasty. Beauty. Royalty. Purity. Beauty. Unity. Everything. Everything that begins. So today's homework is write all the letters that ends with T. Melody. Melody. It is D. Okay. So he is the ocean of tea. Enjoy the morning tea. Early morning, hot drink, green tea. Is the red tree, red tea. Sweetie. ओम शांति।
The time is right, the divine call of light, the novel morning bright, the divine insight, the eternal countdown begins, the brave heart wins.
Karmatic countdown begins, the brave heart wins.